This is Sundays with Bishop Ken. Thanks for sharing some quiet time with the Lord. Today on Sundays with Bishop Ken, our guest, Father Pete Gaspeny from Holy Spirit Parish in Shields, shares today's gospel reading with us, followed by one of Bishop Ken's homilies.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel passage was treasured by the early church and has been treasured by our Christians ever since. It has two images that immediately connect with our own experience. The first is water. Water represents for all of us a force that is beyond our control and a force that can bring death. Because my father worked for the city of Detroit and took care of the canoes on Belle Isle, we had a house right there. I grew up with water and could swim like a fish. But in the summer, often on a sunny morning, word would get around that the police dragger was out on the river. That's the word we use for the police boat that would drag for a body of someone who had recently drowned. It would happen every couple of weeks during the summer. Watching that small boat out there gave you a chill and gave you a deeper sense of the water representing all the dark and evil forces in the world. The same sense came whenever I swam at night. At night, the waters were dark, and when you went under, you couldn't see anything. Each of us could tell stories of your own feelings about water in this way, and how it represents forces beyond our control, forces that can be frightening. The second image is of God sleeping. All of us feel that way at times, as though God isn't paying any attention to our difficulties. We wonder if God cares, and we feel as though we need to wake God up. Lest you feel guilty about these kinds of feelings, be reassured that the psalmists who always prayed from their deepest hearts often spoke to God as though God were sleeping. Let me give you some examples. Psalm 35 was a psalm prayed when Israel was going through hard times. The psalmist says to God, "Awake, be vigilant in your defenses, in my cause, my God and my Lord." Psalm 42 was also prayed at a time when Israel had many troubles. "Awake, why do you sleep, O Lord? Rise up, do not reject us forever." The last example comes from the prophet Isaiah. "Awake, awake, O Lord, awake as in the days of old, in ages long ago." That's why this gospel passage meant so much then, and it means so much today. We look around us, and sometimes it's just plain frightening. We hear of great forces out there in the universe, black holes, giant meteors that could collide with the earth. Closer at hand, there are the problems in our world, to say nothing of the problems in our country and our own cities. We also think of problems in our church. We think of problems in our own lives, and sometimes things seem out of control. We feel like the disciples in the boat, we are perishing. Then we read this passage. The Lord is more powerful than the storm at sea, than the raging waters, than the darkness, than the wind. A simple command, and they are calm and tranquil. The Lord may seem to be asleep, but the Lord is with us and caring for us. The words of Jesus are consoling words. Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith? God has the whole world in his hands. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. And when it comes to the church, it is our doctrine that the head of the church is the risen Lord Jesus. We don't rely simply on the skill of popes or bishops or priests or other church leaders. We have been blessed with good church leadership, but the head of the church is the risen Lord Jesus Christ. We are in good hands. It is wonderful to be able to go to the Eucharist, and by placing the bread and wine on the altar, knowing that it expresses the placing of our own lives, all our cares, our world, in the hands of God. We are in good hands.
Thanks for joining us today. If you like this week's reflection, subscribe to listen to this podcast and daily reflections during Advent, Christmas, Lent, and Easter. You can download the Little Books app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. It's a great way to prepare your hearts and minds for each liturgical season. Your subscription will include all three books, plus the Sundays with Bishop Ken podcast episodes, text and audio in English and Spanish. And it helps us to continue to bring you these audio reflections. You can also make a donation to this podcast. And of course, why not tell a friend about this podcast? Sundays with Bishop Ken is produced by Little Books of the Diocese of Saginaw. For more about Little Books and great resources for the whole family, visit littlebooks.org.